three words that could help put Americans back to work. Made in America.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders targeted the Smithsonian gift shops to sell more Made in America products and to shore up America's manufacturing base and fight unemployment.
Senator Bernie Sanders called the Smithsonian's top officials into his office.
In the gift shop, we should not be selling statues of the founding fathers of this country and have them made in China.
And it's a demand that's well received among shoppers.
It's American. It's our tax dollars to pay it, and I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a good idea.
I agree.
Being an American citizen, I think we should do more to support America.
Because then people here will have jobs.
They can see the label that says Made in China, and they see it under a statue of the president and think something's wrong here.
Two hats. Made in America, made in China. What are the prices?
$19.95 and $10.95.
So this is almost half the price, but it's made in China.
Yes.
Something tells me that there's demand for that hat at $10 or they wouldn't be selling it. So people are obviously choosing to buy stuff from China because it's cheaper.
Sanders not only wants to keep American jobs here, but he expects his plan would create more manufacturing jobs.
I hope, in fact, all across the board, we begin to focus on rebuilding our manufacturing sector, so that we create millions of jobs in products made in the United States.
Oh, sure. You can pass lots of laws to create jobs. You could pass a law saying we can no longer use computers. You can pass a law saying no more use of heavy earth-moving equipment. We should all use spoons. From now on, every visitor to the Smithsonian will have to pay double for the price of a baseball cap. Perhaps they might buy less from the Smithsonian gift shop, and then the retail workers in the gift shop might have fewer hours to work. They're the sorts of unseen consequences that Mr. Sanders perhaps isn't thinking about or doesn't care about.
The Smithsonian quickly caved to Sanders' demands.
After the meeting with Senator Sanders, a new promise from the Smithsonian.
We agreed that we would make more effort to sell Made in America products in our gift shops.
State-directed industrial policy is not the way forward. Allow American businesses to do what they do best. Allow them to create the new sorts of industries, the creative industries, the service industries that we do best. And that is by removing regulations, lowering the corporate tax rate, those sorts of things.
For Sanders, this isn't just about economics. It's about national pride.
A museum owned by the people of America, a museum which talks about our own history, cannot even have products manufactured in the United States by American workers. We've got some very, very serious problems.
Why is it embarrassing that we no longer manufacture trinkets here? It's not embarrassing to me that we've got better things to do with our human resources. We still manufacture plenty of stuff in America. It's just not the stuff you see on the gift shop shelves. Aircraft, heavy equipment, semiconductors. Does he really want to regress us back to the days where American manufacturing sector no longer makes aircraft, it makes snow domes and baseball caps?